May the peace and joy of our Lord's birth shine in your hearts, dear ones. I do hope you are making this a holy Christmas and not running to and fro shopping. The reason is, of course, this is a holy celebration around the Lord's birth, not an excuse to dive in deeper to materialism. But also, our country is in crisis, and this is a time where much prayer is needed. So try not to wear yourself out with holiday preparations so that you're not in any position to pray and defend our president. My precious family, the Lord has spoken to us about drinking water from our own cistern. Dear ones, there are many preachers and prophets on the internet who speak very harsh prophecies, even straight from the scriptures, with a tone of condemnation, finality, leaving the listener with no direction as to how to handle these things, no space to repent, because they feel so condemned. Such as these speak with fiery tones and lead others into judging and condemning those who fit the description of the prophecies. The Lord Jesus has been speaking to us about these very same things on our channel, but never with a fiery tone of finality and condemnation. This is very much the style of the Old Covenant fire and brimstone prophets. Yet you do not see how those very prophets wept for the people that they had to prophesy to. Under the new covenant, the Lord stresses his love for his wayward children, his love and his mercy. He insists that we pray for them and appeal to his mercy. He asks us all to reform our lives, not pointing the finger and ranting about the sins of certain reprobate souls who are worthy of his destruction, while we supposedly are not. What we are missing from the true spirit of prophecy is the genuine, heartfelt sorrow and love for those who will be chastised. All of us have been chastised by the Lord at one time or another, yet you will remember and call to mind the fact that when he speaks of our sins, he reaches out and approaches us with great love and affection. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins are as scarlet, I will wash them white as snow. This gentleness is missing in many prophets and damages the body, driving away those who need the great physician more than anyone else. Do you remember the scene from the series The Chosen? When they were dining at Matthew's house, and the two Pharisees showed up and began degrading those whom the Lord was eating with. After I said this, I felt the Lord take over the message. Jesus began, "I told them, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Matthew 9:13, and Hosea 6:6, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice," as well as, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." That's Luke 5:31. So when we must admonish the very sick and deceived people, such as the liberal press, it is not the Father's heart to throw a blanket of condemnation over them and walk away feeling how righteous we are. If you're going to bring charges against others, look to the things in your own life that I condemn. Ask yourself, how would Jesus handle this? And if you know me, you will approach them with great love and compassion. When I must declare these things, beloved, I do not do it in such a way that it feels there is no other alternative open to them other than suffering. No, I encourage them to repent, to come to me, to receive forgiveness. I do not like to entrust my words to those who carry an air of self-righteousness and have no genuine feeling of love for the souls who are facing an eternity in hell. I do not want to drive them away, but lure them into my merciful heart, where repentance and forgiveness are offered freely to them. This method of summarily presenting their sins and the just punishment they deserve is not how I draw them. No, because I love them tenderly and I understand where they're coming from. I see all the hard blows they received growing up, all the betrayals, all the damage done by punishment-oriented parents, and how it twisted their tender souls when they were young. I see they cannot see the truth, they cannot love their fellow man, and feel deep compassion for them. But the Father draws them with cords of love. It is my goodness that leads to repentance. I am asking all of you, Jesus continued, to reassess who you give your ears to, and I admonish you not to seek out every soul claiming to be a prophet or to have a prophetic anointing. Rather, see first how deep is their love and compassion for the plight of the wicked, because if you listen to those who are critical and harsh, you too will take on criticism and harshness. Repentance is of the utmost importance, and inspiring repentance does not have to be done with a sledgehammer. If you could see what I see in the brains and bodies and past of those who grew up with violent parents, you would never be harsh or fatalistic in bringing a soul to conversion of heart. Love works wonders. Love them as you love yourself. It is the life of sin that is detestable, and the sinner becomes a victim of their own sins. I want to draw them into my arms, where I can heal their wayward ways. Please help me in this, and avoid those prophets who are harsh and condemnatory in delivering their messages.